I'm actually in the cafe upstairs. I think I forget what they call it, the cafe, where if you walk out, you can then overlook the foyer before you go to the Great Hall.
Okay. How busy is it there in the house this morning?
It's filling up very much. And where I'm sitting at the moment, there's lots of mums and adoptees and I think maybe fathers. And so there's a lot of people here and with say, heavy anticipation,
right? Yeah. Murray, you came in and told us a bit of your story a few weeks ago and about your hopes, I guess, your expectations for today. How are you feeling about it at the moment?
Nervous. I'm quietly confident the government will do the right thing on the day. And I spoke with Catherine King yesterday and I think she's quite confident. She'd know more than me.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I am confident that there will be a sincere apology followed up with concrete action.
When you say concrete action, what do you expect or what are you hoping for as concrete action?
I'm hoping that there's funding to train people to help handle people with adoption issues. Also funding to ensure that people who have been so severely affected... we'll get that help they need in with medical, psychological support on a needs basis, not an entitlement basis. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
In other words, not splashing money around, but targeting the money where it's going to be most helpful to the people.
Yeah, we're as you say, on that needs basis, not just because they're affected by it, but because they need help.
They need help dealing with what happened. The effects of it, dealing with what happens. And some people it may be physical needs, some people it may be just psychological needs, but others it may be both.
Murray, I do know what you mean. What's the mood like amongst people there you've been talking to? Are most people sort of thinking, you know, along those lines that you are, or are there other expectations?
I don't really go into them on their expectations, but I think everyone's here with their own individual expectations. And what I'm really hoping for is that everyone comes away with something that they can cling to, so that we can draw a line in the sand in this sad chapter, move forward with the acknowledgement that the governments of the day, the institutions of the day, they were wrong. You know, it was wrong of people force my mother to sign a consent form. It was wrong, and there needs to be acknowledgement in the country that there was things wrong, and I'm hoping that everyone walks away with something that they can take out of it with some comfort or some satisfaction.
Murray, can you just remind listeners a bit of your story? Give us an overview of your story and why this is important to you.
Yeah. Well, I was born in February 1950. We don't know the date. At 6 weeks of age, I was taken from my mother's arms and forcibly removed. I was raised by, they were a lovely couple, the elderly couple, which legally they could not adopt me, but they managed to. And then at 34, I found out I was adopted because they never told me. And so it's very important. And I traced my mother down. She could not handle meeting me, so I never met my mother, and she passed away in 2006, me never ever meeting her. I found my father, knew him for 13 short months, and so what's important to me is that her memory and even her family, I hope, get some satisfaction from this apology. And so to me, it's vindicating, saying, hey, it's not our fault, it's not our mother's fault, it's not our father's fault, it was the fault of society of the day, in that they allowed many illegalities or bad laws to be passed.
How important, Murray, with the apology is the language that's used, the wording? Because often a lot can be read into things.
Yes, the language has got to be very careful. I'm a big believer that we do not whatsoever use words like stolen or kidnapped, mainly because that would imply that our adoptive parents kidnapped us, and in fact they didn't. It was the system that took us. It was the court system. It was the adoption agencies. It was the government hospitals that took us. And to me, our parents grabbed us in, and how would you say they they adopted this belief in everything that was done correctly, and that we weren't wanted by our mothers, and that is false. That was false. Our mothers wanted us.
Sure, a little bit later on this morning, when this comes through, there's going to be some tears around Parliament House.
In fact, I'm very, at the moment, I've got many butterflies at the moment.
Yeah, okay. You're a bit choked up with it all, Murray?
Yeah, starting to get that little way, yes.
Yeah, I can well imagine. The sense of anticipation for you and the others there, it's been a long time coming.
Us too. Yeah, it's not just us here too. It's the people, everybody in Australia who's been affected there. You know, I see people every weekend in Ballarat who have been affected by adoption. I even met a lady once who said, how do I apologise to the mothers? Because as a child, as a student nurse, she was made to get the consent forms. And they say she wanted to know how to say sorry. And so I think it's everybody. And, of course, the government is really apologising on her behalf too.